Well, man, I'm so glad to minister this morning. Before we left, Corey had started talking about foundation and about what our foundation as Christians are. And he continued that message even up into Casper and added on to it. But on our foundation was who? Jesus. Come on, y'all, who has our foundation? That's right. Jesus is our foundation. And so that's what Pastor Corey's been ministering on. And then when the other ministers have been talking about foundation, and when I preached last time, we talked about some of the things that we put on our foundation. What should we put on that foundation? You know, I know y'all have heard this saying before. It says, the world says, follow your heart. But see, nowhere in the Bible does it say that. It says, follow Jesus. And Jesus is our foundation. Amen? That's right. So today, the Holy Spirit put on me about, if we know our foundation is Jesus, and we've talked about some of the things that we should put on our foundation, like what are you putting on your foundation? Are you putting on worldly things like, oh, I'm scared and blah, 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 and all that stuff? Are we putting on what we talked about, love, which is the greatest? It'll live forever, the Bible says. Faith and hope are three things that we should put on our foundation to start building on. Amen? So the Holy Spirit said, if we're doing that, then are you, and remember y'all, when we preach up here, us ministers are not just, we're ministering to ourselves. Okay? So it's not just about ministering to y'all. I'm talking to Ricky this morning. I've been talking to Ricky for 3 or 4 days now as I studied this out. So the title of this message is Living Life Intentionally. Amen? Living life intentionally. Huh. Well, you know, that can open up a lot of things in your head, like, well, I get out of bed every morning. Whether I need to or not, I have to. That's intentional. That's not what we're going to talk about, you know? Or, you know, I go to work. Well, yeah, you do. But that's not intentional. See, what we're going to talk about this morning is understanding that God had a plan and He has purpose. And in order to fulfill that, we have to learn to walk intentionally in God. Amen? Everybody with me so far? Okay, so y'all turn to, we're going to start in Isaiah 46 this morning. Isaiah 46. And I want to, this morning is not, of course, it'll probably get preachy, but it's kind of, it's like a teachy, it's like an infer, it's not an infomercial. But it's really interesting what I came across studying this out. So it may be shared in a different way, and it may not be. Who knows? Y'all know the Holy Spirit. I've got this statement that I want to start with. It's really deep. So are y'all ready? Do y'all feel like you can handle deep this morning? Just for one sentence, and then y'all can go back to, you know. Everyone ends up somewhere, but not everyone ends up somewhere on purpose. Ooh, Jesus. If you're walking through life right now and you're somewhere, but you're not sure you're somewhere on purpose, then this message is for you. Or if you're sure that you're where you're supposed to be on purpose, this message is still for you. Amen? Because you have to learn that whether you're there or not, if you're there, then you have to learn how to walk in that. And if you're not there, then I'm going to help you get there. Amen? But one more time. Everyone ends up somewhere, but not everyone ends up somewhere on purpose. Man, I love that. Everybody found Isaiah 46? Okay, we're going to start in verse 9. Verse 9 says, remember the former things of old. For I am God and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. See, he wants us to know who he is. Amen? And I like this because this is intentional. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. That pleasure, if you look that up in the Hebrew, that pleasure means purpose. That's God's purpose. And so he tells us that he knows the beginning from the end. The end, he knows what's going to happen at the end, and he knows what happened in the beginning. And so it's real obvious if we're Christians that if he knows the beginning and the end, don't you think he knows what's going on in the middle? Amen? Amen? He knows when we have problems. Amen. So, he knows his desired outcome before he began the work. He knows what he wants for Betsy. He knows what he wants for Howdy. He knows what he wants for Jordan. He knows what he wants for Michael. I got to get some over here. He knows what he wants for Rick. He knows what he wants for Roger. See, don't feel like he only knows what he wants for certain people. See, God's intentional, and he's intentional about every one of us. He knows exactly what his desired outcome is for each one of us. Amen? See, Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day in Jesus Christ. Now, there's a key in there. We'll complete it. We have to be confident. But the Holy Spirit showed me something about that. He'll complete it in us if we allow him to. Amen? See, he's not going to force that completion on you. He's not going to say, now, Roger, you have to finish that. You finish your homework. Right? He's not going to do that. But we have to choose to be intentional about what purpose that he has for us. Amen? Y'all find Ephesians. We're going to get in the meat of this. See, God gave us a promise. And it's real interesting. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm not going to go there yet. Yeah, I will. Holy Spirit said to go there. I'm going there. So, do y'all remember the Israelites? Yeah, I mean, y'all remember that? You know, that they had the promised land, you know, and they wandered and wandered and wandered and wandered. And it was on. And, you know, as a new Christian, I used to think that was what it was about. Their promise was the promised land. It was about that land, you know, that God promised them. That's okay if you didn't think that, but I did. I thought, man, that's what it's about. But see, God made a promise that it wasn't about the land. It was about them being in the promised land so that God would get all the glory. Amen. See, I overlooked that and was thinking, oh, that's just theirs. I mean, that's what God wants them to have. That's his purpose for them. Their purpose is to occupy that land. But see, his purpose was that they would occupy the land, they would succeed in that land that they were at. That was God's purpose, was for them to be successful in the land, and then he would get all the glory. Amen? See, that's the promise, and he has a place for each of us. And that's that we get to that place is by living intentionally. Amen? Okay, have y'all found Ephesians 2 yet? Did I say 2? 2. Ephesians 2. Oh, I have to tell y'all a funny. This is a rabbit trail, but it's okay. It's a good one. Because I said, did I tell y'all 2? Last Sunday when I was preaching in Colorado, we were doing a hope. You know, I was still, Holy Spirit still had me preaching on hope. And I said, give me an H. And they gave me an H. I said, give me an O. I don't play along very well, do you? And I said, give me an O. And they hollered, O. And I said, give me a P. And I thought in my head, I said E. But it didn't come out. I said, what's that spell? And the little kids were going, hop, hop, hop. I said, no, it doesn't. And I look at Laurie on the front row and she's going, you didn't say E. And I went, I did up here. Okay, it was there. I guess it was, you had to be there. Never mind. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you he made alive, who were dead in his trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children in wrath, just as the others. But God, everybody say, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Everybody say beforehand. Yeah, see, he prepared this stuff long before we were thought of. Amen? So I'm going to go back and I'm going to start in verse 1, and we're going to break this down a little bit real quick. Verse 1 says, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and in sins. See, before Jesus, we were dead morally and spiritually. Until we received Jesus. And then he took all that junk away, y'all. He got rid of that for us. This really fits in with what we've been talking about. Because if we were dead then and now we have Jesus, Jesus as our foundation. Everybody say foundation. That's right. We're not getting away from foundation, because we got to understand and remember Jesus is our foundation. So once Jesus made us, what does it say? Alive. He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. That's us, y'all. He saved us. He made us alive. Intentional. Right? Everybody say intentional. I'm going to point that. Y'all going to get tired of hearing intentional this morning. I'm going to point it out all the time. So y'all come on. Okay, verse 2. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the devil, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. You know, when you read that, I'm not going to say y'all, because y'all are all perfect. But when I read that, I think back to the old days and I thought, wow, when you stop and think about that, when before Jesus, you know, I would, wow. Did it really say that? It really said that, that we all were. See, before Jesus, we all walked in the flesh and we all were in wrath. And we all, this is what it says. I'm just the messenger. That's what it says. But I thought that personally for me. Because I thought, you know, I always thought I was pretty good. But that's not to beat us down. It's to remind us where we were until Jesus came, where we are now. Intentionally. Intentionally. Amen? See, it goes back to the world thing, right? Because when all that lust and all that stuff that we were in before Jesus, and we started, or we're going to start walking intentionally in God, it's like hope. It's what we talked about, world hope. World, the world's definition of hope was a feeling. You ask any, you look it up in the dictionary. The definition of hope in the dictionary is a feeling for a desire or wish to happen. It's a feeling. It might happen. It might not. See, world hope connotate? Is that? It can imply. How's that? I don't know if connotate's the word or not. It can imply a negative. Like, man, I hope I don't break my arm. Boy, I hope I don't catch a cold. What kind of hope is that? That's world hope. It's a feeling. It's a desire or a wish to come true. Like when you know, world hope is like rubbing that genie bottle, hoping a genie comes out of there, because guess what? It's not. Amen? But see, that when we are, our foundation is Jesus, and we know biblical hope is an expectation with certainty that God will do what He says He'll do. Amen? So as we walk in world hope, and once we've got Jesus, we know if we're intentionally walking through the world, we have that hope that God's going to do what He said He'll do. Amen? The key is are we intentionally walking? Now, Monday we intentionally walk, but maybe Tuesday we got a little slackish. Okay? It's okay. We start and we go. We go. See, that's what this is about, is I want you to understand that if we intentionally walk every day with God, He's already intentionally done everything for us. He's got this plan laid out. And we just have to partake of His plan. Amen? Amen? Come on, y'all. But God. Everybody say, but God. Verse 4. Who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us. See, that's one of the first thing that I talked about that I've, what I found was that that's the first thing on our foundation is love that we should put on our foundation. Man, it says in the Bible, that's the greatest of these three things, faith, hope, and love. It says they'll all live, but love is the greatest. Amen? It's eternal. It's love. Listen to this. I want y'all to hear this. Because of the great love God has for us, He has cleansed us by the blood of Jesus, making us holy by His grace. We cannot earn His forgiveness or become holy through our works. It is by grace through faith in Jesus that we are made righteous. However, God has created us to do good works, things He prepared in advance. Intentional. He prepared them in advance for us to do. Do the good things God gives you to do, but know that you are holy by His grace. Amen? Whew. That is so good. It says, receive the rich mercy, great love, and kindness of God in Christ Jesus. Receive the gift of salvation by grace through faith. Be confident knowing that God raised you out of death into life and positioned you securely in Jesus Christ. Amen? See, how do we not understand that God was intentional if it says He prepared it in advance? See, wouldn't that be intentional? He did it on purpose. He has a reason. He has a purpose for each one of us here this morning. Amen? Verse 5. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do y'all notice that it says together three times in there? That's talking about that three represents the union of us in Jesus Christ. Amen? So when it talks about that it was alive together, it's talking about the resurrection. And then it says that He raised us up together. And that's the ascension. And that we sit in heavenly places together. So see, He has given us that kingdom power. And our pastor talks about that power, that dunamis power. See, that when we are aligned and we're walking intentionally with God, we have that kingdom power, that dunamis power that raised Jesus from the dead that gave blind Bartimaeus his sight back. Amen? So that's what we're operating in. But he did it intentionally. Everybody say intentionally. Y'all are going to go home this afternoon going, boy, I hope I don't hear that word again. But no, I want you to get that word. See, because walking with God, we have to be intentional about walking with God. Because he's intentional about you. So why don't we do that with him? Amen? Let me check my notes just to make sure I didn't miss anything. I told y'all there's some information here, and some of y'all are looking at me like, what the heck? Y'all hang with me. I'll get you there. Verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. See, that's talking about dominion and authority that comes with Jesus. See, when we have Jesus, we have dominion and authority. It says that in the Word, it says we have dominion and authority over every creeping thing. I've said this before. Today's day and time, there's a lot of creeps out there, y'all. You just have to look at the world. But see, what we don't understand is we allow those creeping things to get to us. Right? We allow those creeping things to tick us off. We allow them to get us fired up. No. If we're intentionally walking in God, we don't have to allow ourselves to be ticked off. Amen? It's like yesterday, I talked about HEB. I'm standing in line. I had to get some change. And there's a guy in front of me, and then there's a Spanish man in front of him. And I say Spanish man so that you'll understand the context of what I'm fixing to tell you. And this man, he's about this tall, that was between me and the guy at the counter. And he's got his hat, and he's got $20 in his hand. And I'm standing there, minding my own business, but I'm watching. And he'd look at me. He'd shake his head. He'd look at that guy. And this guy's taking a while. And he'd shake his head, and he'd look. And I knew he was wanting me to say something. You know how y'all know when somebody looks at you like that, he's wanting you to go there? Amen? He was wanting me to go there. And guess what? I did. I said, yes, sir, it'll be all right. I said, we just got to be a little patient. There again, what I'm fixing to say, there's a reason. He said, And I said, sir, it's okay. I mean, he's getting money orders. It'll be all right. It takes a while. I said, I bought some 2 or 3 months ago. And I said, I didn't realize how long it took to get money. I hadn't bought a money order in years. And it took a while. And this guy, and he goes, well, he can at least speak English. And I went, oh, there's the problem. There was no grace, no mercy that this guy was willing to offer the man in front of us. You know what? Maybe that man was a hardworking man and he had just come over and maybe he was here legally. See, but this guy's assuming stuff and he's ticked off. And I said, sir, man, you just got to relax. God's good. Well, and then he went on a rant about our country and about our kids. And I said, you know what? My kids know about our country. Well, it's going to be taken over. I said, no, it's not. I said, sir, God's got this. He knows what he's doing. It's all in his purpose because he's intentional. I don't think he liked that. But see, I was able to see what maybe something used to bother me years ago. Not necessarily that he couldn't speak English, but just having to wait on somebody that he thought was taking too much time. And I told Laurie about it later, and I said, what to top it all off is the guy was there before him. So what? If you're there before somebody else, if you're behind somebody in line, why are you upset? You should have got there quicker. I mean, come on, y'all. But see, that's what Satan wants us to do when we're not intentionally walking for God. And I told Laurie, I said, man, the Holy Spirit's so good with Ricky. He's good for all of us, but the Holy Spirit, man, I told y'all, he has to, Ricky, pay attention. I'm showing you something. I'm teaching you something. And it was so good for me because of studying to be intentional. Because at that moment, had I not been intentional, I could have bought into what this guy was getting ticked off. You know? I could have got worked up and I could have got mad. But see, I've learned to be intentional about God. And so, therefore, that didn't bother me. In fact, it was a moment to maybe minister to someone. And see, we have to learn in those instances is, do we say anything or do we just stand there and go? God wants us to take that opportunity. God puts those in front of us to take them. And see, when we start learning that we can influence somebody just by what we say. Was I going to change his mind yesterday? Probably not. Not right then. But see, it's my job to plant the seed. It's not my job to go follow him and water him. And that's God's job. Amen? But see, when we're learning to walk intentionally, then we are able to overcome those instances. Y'all with me? All right. What verse are we on? 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Y'all listen to this. As I studied this out, grace is a word describing the undeserved kindness by which salvation is given. This is cool, though. I've never seen this. Doesn't mean a whole lot, but I've never seen this. But it is also the power word describing the Holy Spirit's operational means. Isn't that interesting? It is also the power word describing the Holy Spirit's operational means. Grace is a force as well as favor. See, when you give someone grace, that you give favor, man, that's a force. And when you start thinking about it, is that giving somebody grace, man, that's powerful. That's powerful. When you yourself can do that, you come a long way when you start giving grace. Amen? Okay. Verse 9. Not of works, lest anyone should boast, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. Everybody say beforehand. That's intentional. Everybody say intentional. Amen. That we should walk with him. The genius of God's new creation work in each believer is, y'all listen to this, is that he renovates the nature of his redeemed children. He renovates us, y'all. Man, when we're redeemed, God goes to work on us. He starts renovating his children to make good works, but here's the kicker, a possibility. See, because again, it's the intentional. Are we intentional about walking with God? Amen? So, the question to bear, how do we get to that place? Right? How do we get to walking intentional with God? Or if you are intentional about that, you're in where you're supposed to be, see, because that's intentional. Laurie and I were talking about this yesterday. And probably she and I both, as a couple, we feel like we're in the place we're intentionally supposed to be. Amen? Never. That I've done a lot of things and I've made a lot of decisions. And she and I just bounce stuff off. And I've made decisions even before I was walking with the Lord. I knew the Lord and was saved, but not like I do now. But decisions that, you know, most of y'all don't know, I was offered a lot of jobs by big-time entertainers back in the 80s. Reba McEntire, Red Steagall, a bunch of the older entertainers. I got job offers, and I turned them down. At the time, I turned them down, but I didn't know why. You know, and a lot of people go, oh, you should have took that. No, I guess I shouldn't have. Because through the years, and then I thought, well, Branson is where I'm supposed to be. And so we moved there. And it was for a season. But of all the things that we've done and that we've done, we feel that we are intentionally in the right place where we're supposed to be. to succeed. Once you are in the place that you're supposed to be intentionally, man, God will multiply it. He will bless it. And that's what we've seen. Are we here intentionally forever? We don't know. But we intentionally walk with God so that we don't miss anything. Amen? So here's the first thing. And we've already covered this. The first thing I want you to get this morning is God is what? Intentional. Somebody got it. Thank you. One of you, two of you. If you're taking notes, God is intentional. He had a plan, desired outcome before he began his work. Plans for our lives before he created us. Jeremiah tells us that he knew us before we were in our mother's womb. Isn't that something? Luke, it says that he knows the hairs on our head. And when they fall out and you add some more, he knows those too. See, that's intentional. And those of you who are not getting them replaced, it's okay. He knows that however many you got left. Amen? The second thing, we got to learn to let God lead. Amen? We got to quit trying to do things ourselves. Before God began the work for our creation, he placed inside of us everything we need to accomplish the plan and purpose he has established for us. Listen to this. God never under-resources his plan. Did y'all hear me? God never under-resources his plan. So if it's the plan that God has for you, you have all the equipment, all the tools, all the whatever you need to accomplish that plan he's put in your life. He's not going to put you out there and then a little while later you go, oh God, I need some more of this. Or, I need some more of this. See, if you're intentionally walking in his plan, then you're in the intentional place he's planned for you. Amen? And he'll never, ever under-resource you. Wow, I love that. That is so cool. Our God is so good. The third thing, love God and others. Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Purpose, intentional. Amen? See, he calls us, that's what it says, to those who are called according to his purpose. It's intentional. Everybody say intentional. Man, I hope y'all, hey, this week when you're at work or whatever, try to use that in a sentence, please. And then tell me, I want to hear it next week. I'll say, yeah, I use that word 10 times and I'm so sick of it. But don't be. Because when we get it in our insides, when we know that our God is so intentional and that we learn how to walk in his intentionality, is that a word? Come on, y'all. Say it. It was. That was good, wasn't it? Intentionality. I don't know if it's a word, but boy, it sounded good, didn't it? But see, when we learn how to operate in that, man, there's no, I'm telling y'all, dude, there's no, you can't even imagine for those of you who are still trying to strive to find that intentionality, that purpose, that plan that God has for you. I can't tell you how much peace there is in it. Oh, Jesus. Laurie and our lives, man, are so good that we never, hey, y'all know me, I'm emotional. It doesn't bother me. I walk in that. That's probably my purpose. It was intentional. See, y'all laughed at that. But our life is so good, man. We don't worry about a thing. I've been there. I've been where some of you are that you worry about stuff and you worry about this and everything gets you all. Man, we don't do that anymore. Praise God. It is such a good thing. And when you learn how to walk in the intentionality, can't hardly say that. But when you learn how to walk in that, your life is peace. Your life is peace. And you start learning how that you can really love others. You know what? And you can love others. You may not like them. But you know what? You can love them. And it's real easy. All of a sudden you're going, wow, I didn't think I could do that, but I can. And it's all because you're walking in that intentionality. Amen? Fourth thing, give God the glory. See, we get caught up in that thing that well, I got a raise at work today because I've been doing a good job. Well, 1 Corinthians 10 tells us that we should acknowledge God in everything. We should be thankful for what we eat, what we drink, whatever. Well, see, if we're intentionally walking with God, then when that raise comes, we intentionally know, thank you, Lord. That promotion, thank you, Lord. Amen. The doctor's report of that test was wrong. You are healed. Thank you, Lord. You didn't do that. And so when we learn that we start saying it wasn't me, it was God, He loves to be thanked. Oh, man. God wants to hear you say, thank you, Lord. I give you all the glory. He loves hearing that. See, He's our Father. And when you thank your Father, man, can you not imagine God sitting up there and Him just, you know, I can't even imagine what He looks like. But can't you see that if you're a parent and your kid says thank you, doesn't your chest feel? Doesn't you, man, that being proud, that proud parent. See, that's what God does. He doesn't need it. But He wants that relation. He wants us to go, man, thank you, Father. I thank Him all the time. Man, every time I drive on my property, we drive at the house, we drive through that gate, we go, man, thank you, Lord, for blessing us with this place. Intentionality. I kind of like that. Kind of rolls off your tongue. Intentionality. See, be intentional about what we're doing with God. Amen? Here's the last thing, and I'll close. Seek God's will. We often wonder what we're supposed to do in life, but we don't ask God, what's your will for our life? Yeah, I hear people all the time. Well, I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm over here working for so-and-so, but ain't that good? Well, then you're not intentionally in the right place. But here's the other thing. The question I usually ask is, well, have you asked God about it? Well, I don't know. No, probably not. There you go. See, if we're intentionally walking with God, for me, can't say for you, but for me, for Ricky, that when I'm walking with God, I don't have to ask Him what His will is for me. See, because I've learned intentionally walking with God, He puts that out there before me. And He's showing me what His will is for me. See, that's one of those places that when we intentionally walk with God, you don't have to go, God, what do I do next? God's going to go, whoom, here's the door. See, Matthew 7 says, knock, and that door will be open. So if I'm out there walking it, God's going to go, here's the door. A lot of times you go up to that door and start to knock, and God says, oh, that's okay, you don't have to knock, I'll just open it for you. Amen? Isn't that something? Isn't our God good? Yeah, you can clap for it. It's so cool. You know, in Matthew it also says, ask, and it'll be given. Have you asked lately? Have you asked what you're needing? I mean, God knows our needs. But those things that you really are on your heart, it says He knows our heart, but He wants to hear it too. He wants to hear it from you. Are you intentionally walking with the Lord this morning? Have you been, and you've kind of slipped over a little bit? Or maybe you don't know Jesus at all. Well, right now is a real good time to start knowing Jesus. Amen? I mean, this world is not, I'm not saying it's getting any worse. Let's just say this, it's getting a little funny around the edges. Amen. So, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then now's the time. Now is the time to learn to walk intentionally in the Lord. Amen. To commit your life to Jesus. So, with every head bowed and every eye closed, we never end a service without giving someone a chance to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And all you believers, you know how we do it. We just all pray this prayer together. We say it out loud. So believers, I want you to say this prayer out loud. Because as y'all go out and about your work, man, it's our responsibility, each and every one of us, to lead people to the Lord. We need Jesus. And we need to be intentional about Jesus. Amen. So right now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, out of respect to your neighbors, I want everyone, including believers, to say this. Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. I ask you to come in and save me. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I believe you rose from the dead. And today, I make this day my intentional day, that I walk with you intentionally until I come to heaven. In Jesus' name. Now, before we say amen and you raise your heads, if you just gave your life to the Lord, the Word says to acknowledge me before man and I'll acknowledge you before the Father. So if you just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, on the count of three, I'm just going to have you stick your hand up real quick. I'll acknowledge you. You put it right back down. We want to get you a Bible if that was you. So on the count of three, one, two, three, if you just received Jesus this morning, anybody, be bold. All right, y'all look at me. That means everybody's saved and going to heaven. Amen? Woo! However, so as Pastor Corey says, you have a job. Go find you a heathen friend and bring him to church. We'll get him saved, and then we go get us another one to bring him to church. Amen. Did y'all have a good time? Hey, thank y'all for letting me minister. It is such an honor to get to minister here. And y'all are family, and I love y'all. Thank y'all.